The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Doug Jones has 22,819 thank you cards to send this Christmas. And Mitch McConnell has the same number of cards to send to say, I'm sorry for putting you in this situation. Jones won Alabama's special Senate election last night, becoming the first Democratic senator from that state in 25 years. This is huge. Donald Trump won Alabama in a landslide. There is no one, virtually no one, that could have lost this election for the Republicans. Doug Jones won because there were 22,000 Alabamians who used their votes to protest with write-in candidates, saying, I'm not willing to vote for the guy who is for abortion, and I'm not willing to vote for this guy. 22,000 people who have sent the message to the Republican Party, I'm done. Now, somebody who wasn't embroiled in scandal, somebody who wasn't for abortion, would have won in a landslide. A better Republican candidate than Roy Moore would have received all of those write-in votes and a lot more. In his victory speech last night, Doug Jones said, this entire race has been about dignity and respect. Which race were you watching? Because the Alabama Senate race was only about the girls who you believed or didn't believe. Their stories of abuse by Roy Moore 40 years ago. That's what this campaign became about. Roy Moore beat himself. The White House helped him do it. Steve Bannon is completely discredited today. And I think Trump is in trouble. This election was a unique, perfect storm of Moore's questionable past, coupled with the hashtag Me Too cultural momentum, which cast enough doubt about Moore that many voters were conflicted and they weren't going to do it again. This was a single issue election in the end. It was the issue of Moore's past, and he didn't have enough or do enough to convince voters of his innocence. In fact, because of his behavior in the last few weeks, the people of Alabama apparently saw what some of us outside of Alabama saw. I don't believe him. Even if none of the Moore allegations had ever surfaced, he was never a good candidate. The Republican Party is now at a crossroads. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to support the candidates endorsed by Steve Bannon, or are you going to aim higher? Because what we had was a choice between Mitch McConnell or Steve Bannon. And instead, because Republicans don't want either of those choices, what do we have? We have Doug Jones winning in a state where Republicans should have won in a landslide. Now, I guess we could look at this as a victory and a gift to the Republican Party, a blessing in disguise. The only question is whether the party is smart enough to see it that way. Now they won't have to deal with the added drama of whether or not to expel Roy Moore from the Senate. This is an opportunity to take stock and reset, to understand what went wrong and why they should actually be thankful it did go wrong. If they will realize what they've done, maybe things will change. To realize they don't want to be a party of either Mitch McConnell or Steve Bannon. And to remember, finally, that character and principles do matter.
It's Wednesday, December 13th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
So glad you tuned in today. I don't know how to feel today. I don't know how to feel because it wasn't a win.
No,
it wasn't. I mean, if you don't like
certainly not a win.
No, if you don't like Roy Moore, You know, let me just be real honest with you. I am torn in half. Half of me, I'm glad. I am so proud of Alabama that they, that there were enough people with all of the excuses that could have been made of, look, it was a different time 40 years ago, and all, quite honestly, legitimate. Gloria Allred, and they faked that. All of these things you could have legitimately said if you were from Alabama and you lived there the whole time. You could have legitimately said, you know what, I'm not sure. For all of the distrust of the press and all of the desire to just pound the press into the into, you know, gravel, just push their face into the gravel. For all of the anger at the GOP, all of those things should have come into play. And I think they did. And yet, the people of Alabama, they said, you know what, I've got a daughter. How do I do this? I have a daughter. And 22,000 people, that's a lot. 22,000 Republicans said, I can't vote for the guy who's an abortion guy. Can't. But I am not going to go down this rabbit hole any further. So I'm really torn because we got a guy now who is for abortion, you know, anytime. As long as that head is in the birth canal, you can kill it. The minute that head is out, it's a baby and he's there to protect. Oh, well, how big of you? That's not good. So I'm really torn today. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, I think the clearest headline is that the people of Alabama looked at the situation and they just didn't believe that that one Roy Moore lawyer was sufficiently Jewish. I think they're going to look back at this and maybe discover that they were wrong on that, because I mean, it's, I think it's a serious point. You know, you look at this and what's the truth here? You know, there are a lot of things to discuss, but the fundamental thing you should take away from this is Steve Bannon doesn't care about Roy Moore. Steve Bannon doesn't care about the Alabama Senate seat. Steve Bannon doesn't care about the Senate. Steve Bannon doesn't care about Donald Trump. Steve Bannon cares about Steve freaking Bannon, period. And he came out there and against every single instinct, because you can say, I don't want Luther Strange. He's an establishment guy. You didn't need to take him. You had a really good conservative, a guy with a master's in economics, a guy who spent the previous months leading up to this election rescuing people in a mass shooting. You had a candidate. And what did they do? They went with this other guy who was a huge problem, who in previous elections was squeaking out wins in Alabama. He won 52-48 last time he ran. And so now you bring this guy out there, you roll him out there against Trump, what Trump wanted, against what any, I think, rational conservative wanted. Sean Hannity endorsed Mo Brooks. Every single part of this was about Steve Bannon and his ego and his power. And so he came out and he brought this to you. Remember who brought this to you. Steve Bannon brought this to you. And Breitbart. And now they're going to all say, oh, you know, it was the Republican saboteurs were the ones who ruined this for Roy Moore. Well, yeah, but if that's you. That's you. That's Breitbart. That's Steve Bannon. If you want someone who sabotaged this election, it's them.
Okay, so here's the thing that you really need to know. If you were somebody who was in the Tea Party and you believe in small government and everything else, all the things that we march for, this one race explains the way we are, the way we've been lied to. Okay, you had Luther Strange. Now, who's Luther Strange? In the primary, you have Luther Strange. Luther Strange is a guy that everybody in the Republican Party wanted. They all wanted him. Donald Trump wanted him. Mitch McConnell wanted him. You want to drain the swamp? You don't send Luther Strange there. You don't send him.
I mean, but he was voting 100% with Donald Trump, right? So Donald Trump didn't want that, you know, swamp to be drained. He liked that, and that's why he endorsed him.
So you're Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell wants Luther Strange. Who does he not want? You can take all of your money, and you can take all of your power and all of your clout, and you can put it behind Luther Strange, or you can take it and you can put it against someone else. And so what do? They take it and take out the guy who is the constitutionalist, who is the small government guy. You take out the real reformer, the reformer that is based on the Constitution, the guy who is straight up a good guy, has been performing really, really well, and as Stu pointed out, was saving lives. Okay? You couldn't get, this is Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and you just sent Jimmy Stewart packing. And why? Because the establishment wanted the establishment pick. And so Mitch McConnell destroys Mo Brooks. Just destroys him. Donald Trump is right there on the same train because he doesn't like the small government constitutionalist either. So what happens? The people in Alabama go, I don't want that guy because I know what that guy is. That guy is a Mitch McConnell crony. This is the same kind of guy we're trying to get out. We're going to pick him and send another one in. We want the swamp drained. And so who's left? The guy who rides in on a horse. Now, with everything that Roy Moore had going for him, he also had some pretty heavy baggage. And that's before the Washington Post. So, by default, because of Mitch McConnell and Steve Bannon, you are sitting here in this situation. This should tell you, and I hope that there's somebody in Washington who is hearing this message. The American people want the swamp drained, and they don't trust Mitch McConnell, and thank God, they no longer trust people like Steve Bannon. They no longer will put up with, you know, just the cries of the press. Oh, the press is evil. The press is, you know, fake news, fake news, fake news. You know what? Yeah, there is fake news, but not all of it is fake news. And I'm not writing that into the gates of hell. This was a really good sign of the Republic had a, you know, all of a sudden our EKG machine started to beep, beep. So we started seeing some signs of life again. This was a good night for the Republic, if my analysis is correct, that we want change. We do not want the establishment change. We are still more pissed at Mitch McConnell than we've ever been. We want those guys out of there. We are no longer going to put up with the distractions. We're not imbeciles. We want somebody just to do the right thing. I think that is a really good sign. I think that's a really good sign. Unfortunately, it has come at a high price of now. What? Having a guy in who is not going to be helpful in the Senate.
No, I mean, lessons often do come at a high price.
Yes.
And I think, this is a mistake made long before Roy Moore was accused of what he was accused of.
Yes.
I mean, certainly he would have won without those accusations, but that was the risk you ran with running him as a candidate. And, you know, a Democrat winning in Alabama is like Ronald Reagan in the 80s going over and winning the mayorship of Moscow. It's like it makes no sense. It's almost impossible to blow it. And yet, Steve Bannon,
Donald Trump,
Mitch McConnell for trashing Mo Brooks in the primary, both of them, they were capable of doing something that most people thought was unthinkable, blowing the Alabama Senate seat.
Donald Trump picked Sessions because he knew it was easy to replace Sessions with a Republican because he had 60% approval rating. He walked away with that state. But I'm telling you, I really think the American people, this is a really good thing, are done with the lies. They're done with the covering up for somebody who you're like, you know what, I think he did it. They don't want any more of that. They don't want any more scandal. They don't want any more trouble. They just want people to go in and do their damn job. That's the message that I got from Alabama last night.
You mean along with the idea that the lawyer was not sufficiently Jewish? Because I think...
Well, no. They Roy Moore has not conceded yet. He's gonna contest this. He's gonna meet with his lawyers as soon as Hanukkah is over. So
that's right. He can't even. Yeah, he can't address this right now.
He can't address it.
What a tragedy.
His attorney is celebrating Hanukkah. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, "Trust the people; they'll eventually get it right." Winston Churchill said, "I love Americans. They will always do the right thing, but only after they have exhausted every other possibility." Was the right thing done? Is this trust the people? They'll eventually get it, and they'll do it. Is that what happened last night?
I don't know, because I mean, it's not like they selected a good candidate to be a senator.
Now,
no, but they had a limited choice there, obviously. But this is not a good outcome, as you pointed out. It's a very bad outcome. It's an outcome that was completely avoidable.
But I think it's a better outcome for the long term, for the conservative movement. I think it's a better outcome. Otherwise, today we'd be answering questions of, you know, how come conservatives and Christians will just vote for this guy?
Yeah, no, it's true.
I mean, so it's a good outcome for the long term. Because this guy, you know, Jones can be replaced.
Yeah,
and if you put a good candidate up against him, he should be able to win.
We said this yesterday. We shouldn't overstate the importance of this election. It really is. What's going to happen here is you have one more Democrat with a Republican majority for 2 years. And then there's going to be another election there.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. It's not good. But the people are like, now all these babies are going to get aborted. Abortion's already legal. I hate to break this to you. And he's not going to change that. It's not going to change it, that Roy Moore was not the key to that vote. Sadly, I wish he was, because if he was, it would have been a lot easier. You would have overlooked almost anything.
Yeah.
The issue here, though, is there's a struggle here between two really bad choices. And I think you're right. Roy Moore, there's a long term risk with Roy Moore that it could be very negative for the downside of a couple of years of 1 out of 100 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2020, you can run Mo Brooks and have a good senator. You can rectify that choice in just 2 years. So that's a positive for Alabama, or you can run somebody else who would be a good choice.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a 1 month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.